Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As you know, for those that stand with us at VFNTV, we together are standing against sex trafficking taking place. That, you know, Exodus Cry, we've been standing with them for quite some time, and the Underground Railroad, you know, Rescue Our Children, the agents now that are going out and using all that those tools to go rescue.
Yeah, these are former Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, you know, all these guys are coming in together.
Dropping out of things, doing all kinds of
things. Rescuing.
Rescuing, I think 12 kids, maybe more than that. In Haiti, they were operating like they were an orphanage, but they're actually selling the children, selling them. And the biggest form of slavery in the world is happening right now.
That's right. Over 1 million children and women are being sex trafficked a year.
Yeah. And so, and I, if you haven't heard The Pink Room, watch The Pink Room. You can go to VFN Torch and watch it. It's a segment where I went on this whole, you know, why do they call this particular room called The Pink Room? And it helps us understand how Cambodia got to where it was and how it got to, you know, so often you could just look at it and say, how did this particular thing happen? How did we get to this point that some mother would actually look at her daughter, brush her hair, and send her out and sell her for a refrigerator? But then when we found out on the journey how that happened and how Vietnam had to do with that and how Pol Pot had to do with that and how the killing of family members had to do with that, we just don't just get here.
Yeah. Context.
Yeah. And so we have that for you. It's better. We need to really understand. We need to understand before we just jump in there. And the biggest thing is have compassion. Have compassion. And that's what happens through Samaritan Purse. Franklin Graham, I'm just so thankful for Samaritan Purse and what he's doing around the world. It is amazing. But we also are partnering with and connected to. So you're supporting VFN TV. You're supporting what we're about to show you. As Franklin Graham's talking about how Samaritan Purse is now working to rescue children and women from sex trafficking. Watch this.
Almost 7 years ago, a broker took my son to Thailand. I went to Malaysia to work there. I was bitten on my head.
I lost my daughters.
My son went to work on a fishing boat. I haven't heard anything from him.
I'm in Cambodia right now, not far from the Thai border. What I'm here to do is to learn about human trafficking.
Today we have Franklin Graham, who is the president of Samaritan's Purse International. We have Greta, who is a journalist and wants to learn about your life.
So was he beaten after he was arrested, or was he beaten while he was on the boat?
Here in Cambodia, every day there are thousands of people that cross the border. They go to Thailand, and about 25% of them never get any money or are abused. That's a lot of people.
We heard today from women who've not heard from their children, sons that went to work on boats.
When her son was in the boat, he was beaten and his head was broken hit by the owner of the boat.
It's a form of slavery. And this is happening today in 2015.
Modern day slavery is still a global issue. The reality is that it's still happening in almost every country around the world.
They say that they're gonna pay me 300 baht, but actually they didn't pay.
Nothing?
200 years ago, nothing. A slave would cost, in modern day terms, more than 10,000 US dollars. Now, the average price of a slave is $90. The whole realm of this is that people are disposable now.
How can things be made better for them? What are they, you know, how do you fix this system where brokers are taking advantage of them?
Don't hurry to believe the broker. Making a passport.
Samaritan's Purse has been working here for a number of years, trying to help people that get caught up in this vicious cycle of human trafficking. And what Samaritan's Purse has been doing along the border is educating people. People don't realize the dangers that are lurking just across the border when they cross, and we want them to know how to migrate and how to go to another country and do it safely.
We can help them with livelihood and income generation in their villages. We can introduce them to the gospel of Christ so that they know that no matter what happens in their life, no matter what happens with their loved ones, that God loves them.
Remember, The most important thing we can do for anyone is to tell them about God's love. God values life. God created us. He made each and every one of us.
If we believe that everybody in the world is created in the image of God, then doesn't every single person in the world count?
You hear of the women that have been sold into sex slavery. You hear these other stories of the people that are beaten and not paid. It breaks your heart. But we can do something about it. We can make a difference. Our team up here is making a difference. Samaritan's Purse has been doing this for a number of years. And we will be expanding as this problem grows worldwide. We want to expand our work, trying to help people, educating them how they can protect themselves from the human traffickers.
So when you think about it, it's just a beautiful work that's being done. Wow. And by you standing with VFN TV, that's what you're standing for. You know, we want to be able to connect, and we're doing so many different things, but that's mm-hmm. one of the things that we're doing together. And we appreciate your partnership and your sponsorship helping make that possible. But we have to be involved. You think about the population of the earth right now. It's 7 billion folks. Half of the world's population live on $2.50 a day. Mm. Our poorest people in America are richer than 70% of that 7 billion population. We have an obligation to stand up. And one way to do that is partner with VFN TV today. Partner with Samaritan Purse. Begin to say, you know what? I'm going to stand up and do what's right and make a difference. So when I stand before the throne room of God, mm-hmm. that I utilized everything that he gave me, my talents and resources, and invested them for a return for souls. There's nothing more beautiful. If you haven't yet heard or watched The Pink Room, you need to actually go to that segment of the VFN Torch. Maybe it's related to this particular article, but you need to see how these things happen, and you'll understand how someone, a mother, could end up selling her child, you know, for a refrigerator for a particular amount of money, because you'll find out if you follow her history, a particular leader, a dictator, a tyrannical leader, and this is why we don't want tyrannical leadership in America and the world, they killed all these kids' parents. And today, those kids back then are the adults today. They had no leaders, no parents, no teachers, nothing. And they had no moral values in the context of that. Yeah. And now the church has gone in. And so that's how these get there. So we can say, my goodness, I understand your journey now.
Mm-hmm. You didn't just get here.
You didn't just get here. So we just want to take this moment and just want to pray with you. We have to do that every single program. Just kind of end out and remember, you know, no matter what we're seeing, what's going on, we have these elections coming up in Israel, and we have people kind of tampering with Israel. But let's just pray right now together. We could pray right now and just say, Lord, we just come to you right now on behalf of Israel. We ask you, Lord, for the peace and protection of Israel. We ask you, Lord, for your leadership to be over that nation, Father God. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for putting our hands on Israel, Lord God, and touching it in any wrong way, God, that you would replace any leadership that doesn't have your heart, Father God, towards Israel, and you would put godly folks in who honor you, who honor Israel, Lord God. And we pray, Father God, that you would touch our president's heart and the vice president's heart and the Secretary of State's heart, and they would realize, I mean, speak to them in a dream, whatever, but just that they would say, you know what? I'm going to honor Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm going to honor God, Israel, when he comes. I'm going to be present at that joint session of Congress. We just ask you for this, and we ask you, Lord, that you would protect Israel, protect America, Lord, from any wrong consequences, because we're crying out to you now, Lord, saying, Lord, protect us. We ask this in Jesus' name. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.